WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:41. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, what's your favorite thing about being an adult?
Favorite thing about being an adult.
That's what we're going to talk about. Comment on Facebook or give us a call again, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Mine's pretty simple. It's basically just doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, within the confines of the law, you know, it's not like I'm like, oh, I can go out there and murder someone. No. But the fact is, as an adult, I can do whatever I want.
You definitely have choices.
You know what I mean? Like, if I want to sleep in until 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then stay up all night, I can. If I want to take a vacation and just spend the whole time drinking on a boat in the middle of the Poconos, I can.
You can do it.
I can do it.
You know, my favorite thing about being an adult.
You're not an adult.
Is to choose not to be an adult.
to be immature.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true.
You know, I was thinking about this last night, trying to think of a good answer.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's harder. An easier question would be, what was your favorite thing about being a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many answers there. Yeah. About being an adult, all I want to do is continue to be a kid.
Yeah, but see,
but you got to grow up.
Here's
you
the
have
thing, though,
to.
But it's not. But there's a little bit of a catch to that because you're like, oh yeah, I want to be immature and do. But you're still being a kid is totally different because you don't have responsibilities. Even though
that, and you don't know what it's like to be an adult.
No. I would. When everyone's like, oh man, if I could be 16 again, 18, or you know, 18, you're an adult. So anything under than that, I would not want to be.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason is, yeah, you don't have the responsibilities, but I would rather take the responsibilities. I would rather take having a mortgage and everything like that. And then also the other, like right now, I can literally go to a place where they have cars that I can rent and just drive.
Yep, see?
Someone's going to give me the keys to a vehicle and I can just go out. I can get the added insurance and not worry what happens to that car.
Favorite thing about being an adult, one of the favorite things is having money. How did I get money when I was younger? That's what I wonder. You know, did I ask dad all the time for money? I don't really recall doing it, though.
Yeah.
You know,
our parents are so good about it, and we took it for granted. We're like, oh, look, there's money in my pocket.
All right, thanks.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome.
Not what's it called? God, I got to earn it.
I am the master of my own universe. I am the master of my own universe.
What up, He-Man?
Seriously, if I wanted to sit on my couch dressed as He-Man, I can.
You can do so.
I can do it. Not have people go, what is, what? Go put some clothes on. We got people coming over. No, it's my house. I'm going to be dressed like He-Man.
I'll do what I want.
I just love the freedom. That's my big thing. That's my favorite. I can do what I want.
You have choices, man. Yeah. You're your own destiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I am the master of the universe. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. What's your favorite thing about being an adult? We'll get your answers when we come back. Hey, good morning. 7:50, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Johnny Greaser.
Yeah.
Hey. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your favorite part about being an adult? Johnny Greaser, what's your favorite part about being an adult?
You know, I get to make my own decisions.
Yeah.
And I can sleep whenever I want.
That was kind of mine. Mine was basically just, no one can tell me what to do. Within the confines of the law,
yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know? If I want to have cereal for dinner, I can have cereal for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that could be a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, depending on your poor choices, how many you make.
I was raised well enough that I think I've walked that fine line where it's like, all right, let's act a little bit more adultish today. You know, let's mow the lawn, Hunter.
But I can walk through the entire day not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I can't go outside unless my neighbors want to see a show.
That's right.
Which I do give them every once in a while.
You usually walk around your house flopping around?
Completely naked.
Yeah. It is.
With the blinds open, and I've got a lot of traffic that goes by my house, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Busy road. Yeah. It's high traffic road.
So if you're looking for a show, right. I actually have a neon light that says live nudes right outside my house. That's, you know, I gotta make sure there's I can see everything on the sidewalk.
You know what you're getting when you go to the greaser household. You know what you're getting.
This guy's selling hot dogs.
It's ridiculous. Wainers on the glass at the Alana Club.
Right, what?
We got some great comments on Facebook. Let's see. Leanne said, not giving an F and living the life I want to. That's a nice part, too.
Yeah. Kind of goes hand in hand.
I don't give a damn. Let's see. Rick said, spending my money how I want. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
He's never retiring.
That's true. Enjoy it now, Rick, because you are never retiring. Paycheck? Savings? What savings?
What?
Let's see. Sydney said, being able to buy and drink as many Capri Suns as I damn well please. Boom.
That is a great thing. You get to relive your childhood. You can go to the store, much like spending your money any way you want. You could buy Nerf guns.
Yeah. Think about how many times as a child you heard, don't do that. Hey, stop that. Don't do that. As an adult.
You know why they only tell you to drink one or two Capri Suns? Diabetes. Be careful. Be careful. Tread lightly on that one, Cindy. Telling you. That comes later on in life sometimes.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
That third Capri Sun might just put you over the edge.
So many Capri Suns. That's it. We've never seen someone have such a high Capri Sun to blood ratio. You're 98% Capri Sun. This is insane.
You have everybody that's remembering you when you were playing soccer as a kid. They're like, man, Hunter drank a lot of Capri Suns as a kid.
Yeah, hey.
Maybe I should have told him to stop.
Maybe a few more orange peels would have done me better.
We shouldn't have been shotgunning Capri Suns at recess, for God's sakes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your favorite part about being an adult? We'll be back.
Attention.
Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
This morning we're talking about our favorite things about being an adult. I mean, where to begin? Now, I'm not saying being a kid wasn't great, you know? You had no responsibilities.
You know my favorite thing about being an adult is?
Nothing. I hate it.
I hate it.
It sucks. Just one day closer to death, and I can't wait for the cool, cold, sweet relief of death.
God.
No, I love it, man. I love, see what's cool about getting older, too. The older you get, the even less F's you have to give.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, look at just an old man out there.
And just
driving slow. He can yell at people all he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can sit there, you know.
It's kind of the same thing as a kid, though.
No.
It's like you can kind of, well, you don't get away with it.
No.
Right, you're right.
Exactly. As an old man, they're just like, he's just old.
Yeah.
He's just, think about how many times you've heard an old person say something racist. You're like, that's crazy, old man.
Hey.
You know, it's not right, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But you know, like me, when I'm an old man sitting on my porch just yelling at kids.
He's just old.
On their hoverboards. Oh, that's just old Mr. Havens, right? Don't worry about it. That's just, old man Brock. He's crazy.
He just says what's on his mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to be a crazy old man, but it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think getting older, being an adult is the best. It's absolutely the best.
What age do you think is the best?
I think kind of where I'm at. Like, where I'm at.
Oh, I think so.
20s were cool, but I was too self-conscious. I worried too much about what people thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I get older, having that freedom of going, I honestly don't care what so-and-so thinks, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge weight off my shoulders. I'm not trying so damn hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to the beach and flexing constantly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I like this age, too, man.
It's just fun.
I'm just starting to lose my athletic abilities.
You're right there. You can still compete.
There. Right.
But
I can still touch rim.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't.
Oh, boy, I could dunk, bro.
I want to see you try because I want to hear the resounding pop of your hamstrings as you go. It's going to be slow motion.
I touched it, though.
I believe I can fly.
Snap.
And then just you, like, just slow motion in the air. Tears start streaming down your face, but you're holding on to that ball. You're going to touch that rim.
Then
you dunk.
You're absolutely right.
And then slow motion, I believe I can fly. And you're just going to come crashing to the ground.
Boom.
Ah!
I am going to be that overconfident old guy.
Yeah.
I can still do this.
Yep.
Here, hold my beer.
Yep.
Yep. You know, one of those guys.
And see, that's also, too, as we get older, we get the wisdom to know that I'm not going to try. You know what? I'm going to do a layup. I'm going to do
it's
a layup.
It's kind of like thinking about it. When's the last time you sprint?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even know.
I don't want to.
I don't even know.
See, that's, I don't need to. That's the other nice part about being an adult. I don't need to sprint. All right? I don't need to. And honestly, it was a life or death situation.
Right, until somebody's chasing you with a knife.
Then. Even then, I'm going to be like, it's my time. I ain't sprinting, bro.
I'm old enough. Take me.
Take me. I've had a good run. Take me. All right, we'll be back. Rock 106.